Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. We're back with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I've got the ever brilliant Erica Flint with me once again. Oh gosh, I hope you enjoyed that last podcast. If you haven't seen that last podcast on the new Five Path Induction, you need to go back and watch that because I think it's going to be one of the most important ones that we do this year. But onward and upward. Today we're going to talk about something that is all too often overlooked, and that is the power of the emerging process. And Erica really encouraged me to talk about this time, and she's taken the time to really outline some really important things about the emerging process that, like, I teach in class, that can really empower everything you did before you emerged them. Let me introduce you to Erica. Erica is a full-time hypnotist in Bellingham, Washington. She's also an accredited, one of the few actual accredited instructors, hypnosis instructors in the world. She started off with some other school, but wasn't enough training, and so she searched and searched. She got our Five Path 2.0 DVD set, got that, and said, wow, now I can start seeing clients. She went through our Week of Power, honed those skills, and nothing's been able to hold her back since then. Now she is a presenter at the National Group of Hypnotists Convention. She's presented at the Solid Gold Weekend. She writes a journal for Five Pathers, and I'm really proud to have her here. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. Very happy to be here. Let me tell everyone about you before we get started. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. Now, he's been in the profession for 20 years, and he's given a lot back to the profession. He's created over 450 of these free hypnosis training videos. And like he said, one of my favorites, the one we just recorded on the new Five Path Induction that you can go and get right now and be a better hypnotist by doing better inductions. He is a trainer. He's a speaker. He has written books, so he's an author. He's been on television and radio talking about hypnosis and talking about the books that he's authored. And he is the trainer and educator of some of the best hypnotists around. And, you know, ever since I learned Five Path, I started seeing clients right away. So he's had a real profound impact on my profession, and I couldn't be happier. I love what I do. I love seeing clients every day, and it's in a big part because of you, Cal. So thank you very much, and I'm happy to be here to talk about this. The often overlooked power of one of the most important parts of the session, the emerging part. So what do you think about this topic, Cal?
Well, thank you for that induction, and I'm honored to have been able to contribute to your education and education of hypnotists around the world. Yeah, you know, you kind of pressed me to do this topic. It's a wonderful topic. Too many hypnotists don't understand the things that Erica is going to very clearly articulate for you. I think she's got an entire list of reasons and how-tos. Why don't you proceed?
All right, well, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this was because I started noticing as I'm, as I continue with my work, that clients seem to, like, once you tell them, okay, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, or I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I'm going to ask you to emerge, I'd like you to emerge from hypnosis. Now, the moment that you tell your clients that they're about ready to emerge from hypnosis, it's almost as if, there's a little bit more sense of relief, which makes the client even more suggestible. So I want you guys to make sure that you're utilizing this very important part of the session effectively so that you can help your clients as much as possible. Anything you want to say about that, Cal?
Yeah, just real quick, we use the word emerge, not wake up or awaken. The problem with the word wake up or awaken is that it implies that they should have been asleep. And clients will recognize right away they weren't asleep, and they will think, oh, I didn't do this right. And that's one of the most negative thoughts or suggestions they could have at the end of the session. You see, psychology has done a lot of research into the timing of things. And there's this theory, or actually it was more of a principle of primacy recency. Let me tell you what that means. Like, when you go through an event or you do a task, that which you remember most is what happened at the beginning and what happens at the end. For example, if I took 10 volunteers, read them a list of 30 names, and then had them write down all the names they would remember, they would mostly remember the first and the last. And so this is the importance of doing a convincer in the beginning of the session and also ending your session in a powerful way. And we don't want them thinking, oh, this didn't work, I didn't fall asleep. Instead, we want to do all the things that Erica is going through so that they have a very powerful ending. When you're a rock band, right, you go to a concert or whatever, they don't end the concert with just any old song. They end it with the biggest, most powerful hit they have so that you leave remembering that when you think about the band. Is that what you meant, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so let's just get started. I have a list of things here. You want to reinforce any insight that the client had during the hypnosis session. So one of the ways that we gather insight from our clients, at least as Five Pathers, we ask a very important question, you know, put an ending on this sentence. I've changed because now I know, and your client will tell you what they know now, the insight that they've gathered. And I've changed because now I feel, I always write that down. And in the, when I'm emerging the client, I say, and you know, you have changed because you know this, and now you feel this. And then you can give them even more hypnotic suggestion if you want to while you're emerging them. So you're reinforcing, you're reiterating repetition, right? Repeating what they've learned in that hypnosis session. Anything you want to say about that, Cal?
Yes. So one, you give them that number, they, like exactly like Erica says, just like I teach in class, and there's a part of them goes, ah, good, it's over. I mean, that last little scared part of them goes, ah, it's over. And now you want to fire in a suggestion, the most important suggestion, one, two, or three times before you go on to two. Perfect. Continue.
All right. So then I also like to give them a convincer for, you know, the convincer for the color red. I really like this. You know, you're going to see this color red, and it reminds you of every good and positive suggestion that you learned here today. And I would say a good percentage of my clients come back in and say, I saw red everywhere. And you know what's really cool about this is this week I had a client come in. I can tell that she's well supported by her colleagues and friends. She told me, Erica, you know, my friends and colleagues, they started wearing red at work because they wanted to help me be successful. And I thought that was really sweet. What do you think about that, Cal?
Wow, that's great. Okay, so I want to, in my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-author with Jerry Keim, I mentioned this. And it was the first time I wrote about it, I think, and I gave credit to where it came from. And I don't know where he got it from, but I got it from Don Motton. And it goes something like this. Over the next couple of days, longer if you like, the color red is going to stick out more than any other color. It could be brighter, sharper, or clearer to you. Red, red, red. It could be a taillight, stoplight, the color of a car or clothing. It could be as small as a lady's nail polish or as large as a big red barn. Every time you see the color red, it's going to reinforce every positive thing that we did here today. And then I go through that whole thing again. Now, it is a convincer because they see the red, but also it is a post-hypnotic compounding suggestion. Every time they see that red or they notice the red, it strengthens all the suggestions that you gave them. And that's really what compounding is. When you experience a suggestion or a phenomenon suggested, then it reinforces or makes more powerful that suggestion and all the suggestions that came before it. So it's hugely powerful. Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome. All right, thank you. All right, and then I also like to say the next hypnosis session will be even more powerful and even more effective. And just to be clear on this, Cal, these are coming from you. I mean, I'm saying I like to say these things, but of course I learned them from you. You know, the cool thing about this is that I learn these things, but then I use them, right? I use them in my office. So it's kind of like I prove it to myself that this is what is actually effective, what's actually working with clients. So saying something like, you know, you're giving them the suggestion that the next hypnosis session is going to be even more effective, even more powerful. And you can even say something like, you know, it's the nature of human beings to do better with practice. And so the next hypnosis session will be even more effective and even more powerful. I'm pretty sure I got that from you, Cal. What do you think?
Absolutely. Perfect. Are you going to talk about time distortion?
Yes, I am. Yes. Do you want to talk about that now?
Do you do it in the emerging process?
Yeah, it's part of, why don't you talk about that part? Because I might do it a little bit different than you. I ask him afterwards.
Well, okay, well, here's the deal. So you're going to count, I say in a moment, count from one to five. When I get to five, you'll emerge. One, then I give them the suggestions like I was talking about for what they came in for. 2. Then I give them the suggestions for red, 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 over the next couple of days longer, if you like, blah, blah, blah. 3, okay? Even though, now, I don't always give them this suggestion. I only do it if I did no insight work. If I didn't do age regression, and it was a session where it was mostly direct suggestion, because insight work can be really hard and on for the client. And time flies when you're having fun, and it doesn't when you're struggling. And sometimes age regression work, for example, can be really difficult, and you won't get good time distortion. But if I've done a pretty much a feel-good session, like just direct suggestion or visualization or something like that, age progression work, then I'll do time distortion. And again, this style of time distortion comes from Don Motton. And what we do is, and Don Motton's just an excellent direct suggestion hypnotist. He's got so many scripts and that kind of thing. Okay, so 1. Give them the suggestion for what they came in for. 2, emerging more and more over the next couple of days longer, if you like, the color red's gonna stick out more than ever before, blah, 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 blah. 3, even though we just spent a few minutes today doing hypnosis, you're gonna be surprised, amazed at how good it's made you feel. That's right, even though we just spent a few minutes today doing hypnosis, you're gonna be surprised, amazed at how good it made you feel. Okay, then after they emerge, we'll say, hey, just off the top of your head, how many minutes do you think we spent doing hypnosis? And there's more to it that I can really go into in this really short podcast. But what happens is most people, if I ask you right now, watching this video, in your mind, how long is a few minutes? And most people are going to say somewhere between 3, because 2 is a couple, 3 to maybe 7 is a few, or 3 to 5. 5 or more is often thought of as several minutes. So I'm giving them the suggestion covertly that we've only been doing this for 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 10 max, right? And they've had a good time. Time flies when you're having fun. And what they will do is when they emerge, I'll say, just off the top of your head, how many minutes do you think we spent doing hypnosis today? And they tell me, then I'll take their attention to the clock, and when they see that it was 20-30 minutes, they are very, very convinced. So it's a really good convincer. And ultimately, to do that, you have to plan ahead of time by having them check the start time so that they know that 20 or 25 or 30 minutes went by and they thought it was just 5. Is that the way you understand it from class?
Yeah, and I do that. You're right. I'm glad that you pointed out that it's typically something you do perhaps like in maybe one of the first sessions you do with a client when you're not doing the insight work. And maybe that's why I didn't write. I put it down, time distortion, as something that I check at the end, because that's really what you do. When you're done emerging them, then you, at some point you're going to ask them, how long do you think that was? And it's a great convincer, because most clients will underestimate how long it's been. They'll say, oh, it's been 10 minutes or it's been 15 minutes. And in reality, it's like 30, 35 minutes, maybe 40, depending on how much time you spent with them, of course. So it's a very clear and compelling convincer for clients.
Awesome. And it works even better if you do take the time to say, it's just been a few minutes.
Right.
And again, so the way I phrase it's kind of some tongue foo in there, right? Because I'm not saying we've only been doing this for 5 minutes. We've only been doing this for 5 minutes. That kind of thing, which someone might think that's kind of fishy. I say, even though we just spent a few minutes doing hypnosis today, you're going to feel wonderful. You're going to feel great. You're going to be successful. So it sounds like what I'm emphasizing is that they're going to feel good and be successful. Okay, but really, that's so that suggestion, it's only been a few minutes, doesn't even really get noticed consciously and helps to reset their unconscious clock, you see.
Very good. All right, well, the next one that I have down is, you know, you're going to say something to your client, perhaps like, you know, 4, depending on how many times you're counting, right? Preparing to open your eyes, feeling great, right? You're giving them the suggestion for feeling great. Or perhaps if their insight was hopeful, if their insight was, wow, I feel relieved, then you might say that instead, feeling relieved, feeling hopeful, feeling great, whatever it is, you can say more than one thing. Of course, you want to just continue to repeat and reinforce those insights that they got and how they were feeling. And then, you know, 5, opening your eyes, feeling great. And then, you know, you can look at your client and nod your head and you do feel great, don't you? Something like that. What do you think, Cal?
Exactly. As soon as they open their eyes, say, look at me. And you do feel good, don't you? Now, that should be delivered as a suggestion, not a question. and you do feel good, don't you? That would be not what we're trying to do. You go, and you do feel good, don't you? And that is a suggestion with the implied tone that says you need to agree with that. And you do feel good, don't you? And nod your head. Good, good, good. All right. What's next?
Right. And then the other phrase, if you get tired of that, is, and you know, just notice how good you feel. And smiling, you know, you can say that maybe the second time you see them, that type of a thing. But guess what? So your client, even though you've said the word emerge, they're not entirely emerged from hypnosis, are they, Cal?
It takes a while. It's not a light switch. We're not digital. We're analog, right?
That's right. And so sometimes, you know, your client might think that, oh, geez, we're out of hypnosis. But guess what? They're still highly suggestible. So you really want to continue to reinforce the insight that your client had in that session. So sometimes, especially if the client has had a remarkably insightful session, you know, you can ask them once again, you know, put an ending on this sentence. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. You might ask them a question like, hey, did you surprise yourself today? Or, you know, was anything surprising to you? You really want to help your client reinforce the shift that's taken place for them in that session. What do you think, Cal?
Perfect. That's when I designed that technique, what I wanted to do was, when you're doing a session with someone who's gained insight, you want, remember, primacy, recency. We want to end the session with them taking ownership of that insight. So we have them say, I've changed because now I know, and they put an ending on it. That indicates how their thinking has changed. Put an ending on this, I've changed because now I feel. And what happens with that is it lets the client take ownership of this change emotionally. And a lot of our clients are out of whack when they come to us. They think this, but they feel this. When we get done with them, we bring their thinking and feeling into alignment. And when their thinking and feeling is in alignment, then they can really make massive changes in their life. Isn't that right, Erica?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I love this part of the session because it really allows you to amplify everything that the client has gone through in that session. And it really packs a punch when you do it well. So I highly recommend that you guys really start using this part of your session, the end of your session. They're still highly suggestible, you know, very likely until they even leave your office, maybe even after that. Use that time to really continue working with your client and reinforcing everything that they've learned and continue to help them feel better for everything that they came in for. It would also be the time after they've opened their eyes to do the check for time distortion. That's when you're going to say, you know, just off the top of your head, you know, how long do you think that was? You know, once they've opened their eyes, before they look at the clock, that type of a thing. Anything else, Cal?
Yes, I want to complain. I'm going to complain. Gosh, I wish there was videos on the internet like this when I first started. I mean, I'm just thinking about, wow, all this stuff we put out, and it's just there for free. And, you know, I've been accused of giving away more stuff in our podcast, free videos, than most hypnosis instructors do for a paid course. What do you think of that?
Well, that's probably true. I think that I learned, you know, from some other training that I had, I learned more from these podcasts than in that training, because this is some of the problem is that some training isn't using hypnosis that actually works in seeing clients. And that's what we really like to focus on, is this is what is working in the office right now with clients. That's why you updated the 5-path induction, because this is what's working with clients. We want to be able to help our clients quickly, effectively, just really quick, right? Because the sooner that clients start seeing change, they're going to come back and they're going to want to continue making these changes until the work is done, right?
Awesome. Hey, you know, I want to tell you guys, I mentioned in the last podcast, one of the most important things about this podcast is that there's a bunch of them. We've got more coming, and we've got all the ones that are recorded. The ones that have been recorded are evergreen. That which we talked about last year or the year before is still important hypnosis education. You want to subscribe to this podcast. When you do, in addition to me letting you know every time a new podcast comes out, a new video comes out, you'll have instant access to the entire library of these videos. On one page, a link by title, and you can go in and watch or listen to whichever one you want. And I challenge you, if you want to have one of the best educations you can get in hypnosis, in addition to your live training that you have as a certification, is just start with podcast number one and start going through them. And you know, it might take you a year, but what happens is that you are going to have this constant flow of good information coming into your life every day. And that keeps you motivated, it keeps you focused, it keeps you growing, and it keeps you on track. Let me just continue here real quick and then I'll let you wrap it up. Speaking, so get certified. If you're already certified, then you need to get certified in 5-Path and 7-Path. I've got my 10-day certification course, it's NGH approved, Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the 5-Path and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. The next one is July 11th through the 22nd, 2016. And then after that comes our October 13th through 14th, again in the middle, the weekend is off, 2016. Early registration discounts are usually available. All right, wrap it up, Erica.
All right. Well, thank you, Cal, and thank you, everyone, for joining Cal and I for this episode today on how to power punch the end of your session with emerging and some techniques for doing it really well and effectively. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me on Our Hypnospace. I lead a marketing group there, and I hope to see you soon online, maybe in the classroom, hopefully at the NGH convention in August. That's coming up, so everybody go and get signed up for that now.
What, do you have a class coming up?
I do have a class. I have a class in May, the beginning of May. I have a class in October, and then I have a class in November as well. Thanks, Cal, for reminding me.
Hey, and you guys, sorry to let you know, but our Week of Power in May, that class is full. Our classes do from time to time get full, and we can only squeeze so many into our classroom. So I think our max is around 18. We usually shoot for 12 to 14 people. That's optimum for teaching. But when there's high demand, we'll go as high as 18. So, all right, that's it. See you guys. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.